Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishiyud Beis Yud Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avin Druzivik Hagon Bikarif Mamish. And Mishiyud Beis tells us Ketzan Malkonosai. How do they give a Malkos? What's the actual setup of a person receiving Malkos? And the answer is number one, Kavish Shtei Yad V'Al Amud. They tie his two hands on the pillar. There's a short pillar or post that's stuck into the ground. He's bent over a little bit, and his two hands are tied to the sides of the pillar. Helich v'helich, one on this side, one on the other side. B'Chazan Knesses Oches B'Gadav. The Chazan, which is the Shamish, he's the Shliach of Bezdin. He grabs onto the person's clothing. Im nikru nikru. If they tear, they tear. Im nifru nifru. If they get frayed, they get frayed. Ad shu megalas libay. He pulls until the person's chest, his heart, is revealed. And the stone that the Chazan HaKnesses is going to stand on is behind the guy getting malchus. Chazan HaKnesses oimed aleil. The Chazan HaKnesses stands on it. Rutsuya shel egel biyadai. The strap, the whip, is made out of egel, out of calf's hide. Kfula echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. The length is doubled over into two, and then two into four. So there's basically four strips of leather, and there's two other strips of leather that are going up and down on it. These other strips of leather are thinner, and they're made out of donkey hide, and they're sewn to the calf hide. And this is based off of a pasuk that tells us yada shar koneu v'chamar evas ba'alav. A shar and a chamar, they know their master and they listen to what the master says. But here's this yid that didn't listen to Hashem. He doesn't know his master, so he gets whipped with something that's made out of egel and chamar, who do know their master. We'll continue discussing this. Yada tefach, the handle of the whip, is a tefach long, because that's a measurement of a person's hand. It's a tefach, and therefore the shliach besdin has to be able to grab onto the whip. V'rochva tefach, and the width of the leather straps is a tefach. V'roish magas al pi kresoi, and the tip of the whip, the end of it, has to reach the person's navel, his belly button, and because of that, actually, there's a hole in the handle that enables them to shorten or lengthen the whip as necessary, because the furthest the tip of the whip goes is to the navel, and sometimes a person's going to be short, sometimes it's going to be tall, and that's why the whip has to be able to be adjustable. Now, maka oisei shlish milafon, as we had said earlier, the Chazan HaKnesses is going to give him a third of the Malkus in the front of his body on his chest and two thirds behind him on his back. He doesn't strike him when the person is standing or sitting. Elamute, he's leaning over the pillar, as we had mentioned, because the pasuk says literally this means the Shaifet should cast him down, but it doesn't mean to throw him down onto the floor. It means that when he's getting Malkus, he's bent over. And the one striking him, the Shliach Bezdin, he does so with one hand with all of his strength. This is based off of a pasuk that tells us Maka Rabba, he has to give him a very big Maka, and we know that when a whip is swung with one hand, that's much more powerful than it was done with two. That's why the Mishnah says it's done Biyadei Achas. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yudalin and Tezvav. Continue to discuss the whipping process. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.